Hi. The aim of our research is to propose a methodology to analyze structural timber degradation in acid atmospheres caused by volcanic activity in Costa Rica. The importance of this project cannot be overlooked for three main reasons. These environments accelerate natural degradation. Also, it's been found that wood shows a slow degradation in corrosive conditions for metals. And finally, literature on studies of wood degradation in volcanic atmospheres is non-existent, as far as the authors are concerned. For these reasons, outdoors wood degradation with field studies should be determined. The methodology contemplates three sites according to acidity exposure from the active volcano. For the timber selection, we chose commercial species, teak and cypress. The sample's dimensions were up to standards for bending test in structural size. Specimens are exposed in vertical and horizontal position in structures above ground. The scope of degradation analysis could be described in two lines, on-site and in laboratory analysis. First, on-site, we're controlling wave velocity and color changes. And second, degradation analysis in laboratory considers, first, microscopic effects by internal climate and density monitoring. And second, macroscopic changes measured on mechanical properties. Finally, Young modulus and chemical composition changes are the response variables. Acid atmosphere was characterized considering the weather parameters, acidity of rain, and sulfur gases detection. Among the highlighted results during the initial experimental stage, it was observed an estimated decline rate of 5% in dynamic and 8% in statical modulus, with a trend of greater decrease in statical than in dynamic modulus. Also, we detected more decrease in cypress than in teak. The acidic atmosphere remained with a considerable sulfur dioxide gas concentration, and we confirmed the average acidity of acid rain. Thus, the potential influence of the volcanic environment on wood can be anticipated. The challenge of not isolating the contribution of degradation agents must be considered, since they interact according to exposure periods with expected variability. For that reason, research data leading to degradation cannot be easily compared to another context. For future analysis, it would be important to consider exercising complementary assays in a degradation chamber to obtain more control over the agents. Thank you for your attention. We appreciate if you send comments or questions.